G-Eazy right here on Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I am Mina Say What. This is Mina's House. Yes, happy Saturday. It's a little gloomy out there, but you know, you gotta make it do what it do, man. Listen, yesterday, in case you missed it, there was this big Pennsylvania conference. 10,000 women at the Pennsylvania at the convention center here in Philly. Of course, Serena Williams spoke. She was amazing. I expected that, though, because Serena's just an amazing person. But one person I was really impressed with was this woman named Mahsoun Zaid. Now, she's a comedian, actress, writer, and a disability advocate. She actually has cerebral palsy. And she was one of the keynote speakers right before Serena came on. And this woman is amazing. I mean, she's been featured on Oprah's channel. She has the number one TED Talk of 2014. She talks about in her TED Talk about her disability and how her dad always said that she can do whatever she puts her mind to. She's been traveling the world doing comedy and educating people on her disability through comedy, and she actually has a show coming to 6ABC. So this is a woman you need to get to know. She's amazing. I got to talk to her backstage. Here's a clip of that conversation.
I broadcast to a very large Muslim community, and I love how positive and inspiring you are. There's a lot of young girls that are listening right now that may not know who they are, or maybe they're inspired by you. What do you have to say to them?
I have a couple of things to say to them. Be true to yourself and understand that you can follow your dreams while also keeping your faith. It's not a choice between arts and faith. It's not a choice between arts and family. But sometimes when your family doesn't support what you do, you still have to follow your dream and get where you're going, because in the end, it's your life to live. So if you live it with honor, you live it with grace, you will make them proud. Even if they can't see it today, they'll someday see it.
You speak of your father in your TED Talk, and I think in our communities, the father role and the father being really hard on us is very prevalent. What do you have to say about that? Is that a good thing, or do you wish that maybe your father wouldn't have pushed you as much?
So my father was actually a teddy bear, and my mom was the tiger. So my father was a cheerleader, and very, he was the only guy at the dance studio, so it would be a sea of mothers, and my dad would be sitting between them while my mom pursued her degree. So what I learned from my mother was she never treated me as less than my sisters. If my sisters got A's, I got A's. But my father was a bear and a protector and loving, and he's so the opposite of that image that we see of Arab and Muslim men, these oppressive tyrants who bury their daughters. And one of the gifts from my TED Talk that I never expected was the number of fathers that would reach out to me and say, I now realize I can make or break my disabled child, and I'm going to be a dad like your dad, and I know that the footsteps they're following in will make a better life for their children. And it's such a gift and such a blessing that his legacy gets to continue. And in my new TV show, the family is Muslim, and I'm really excited to bring an American Muslim family, someone like me who's a Jersey girl who also sometimes fasts for a month from sunrise to sunset.
I want to talk about Kanye briefly, because you mentioned that. And what are your thoughts on what happened between Kanye and Trump?
I think it's sad to see a disabled clown making a fool of himself. But what's so much more sad and so much more frightening is the fact that Donald Trump is actually the most powerful man in the world. So as much as I looked at the spectacle, instead I saw the horror, because I find it dangerous and not funny at all. Our lives are at stake. They're literally suing to strip people with pre-existing conditions of coverage. I'm going to go back to 1993, where you're like, I better not trip and break my ankle because nobody's going to treat me. I finally have insurance and they want to take it from us. So Kanye West making an utter fool of himself. And honestly, I call myself the lost Kardashian, and I think he shamed us. I think he shamed us. The Armenians are oppressed people. I'm Palestinian, but still, he shamed us. And so I really want us to stop looking at him and start looking at the fact that this place is getting scary for women, for people with disabilities, for minorities, for any decent human being, and focus on that.
Thank you very much.
That's Mahsoun Zaid. I talked to her yesterday. She was a keynote speaker at the Pennsylvania Women's Conference. She actually has a comedy show coming up in Philly pretty soon. And I told her, you know, when she's in Philly, I want her to come back because I was really inspired by her. If you have no idea who she is, Google her TED Talk, Mahsoun Zaid. She has a TED Talk. It's the number one TED Talk of 2014.